live in-play betting. So our prayers have been answered. Those of us who actually like to watch Na'Vi and Simple Play, Electronic has fulfilled all the memes, all the hopes, all the dreams, and he has joined Na'Vi, Natas Vincere, from Flipside, and Seized has gone the other direction to Flipside, but technically just on loan, which basically means they've loaned his contract to Flipside, and at the end of the year it runs out, and then at that point in time he's a free agent, and we'll see what happens at that point. So Na'Vi now has a lineup of Simple, Flamey, Electronic, Edward, Zeus. Meanwhile, over on Flipside, they obviously take out Electronic, and they have Blade, Waylander, Markolov, who's the other one, World Edit, and now Seized. So let's start with the Electronic side of the equation, since he's actually the good player we're talking about here. So first of all, Electronic is a sick rising talent. I realize he's been playing CS for quite, two or three years now, at least, but he's still only 19 years old. With that said, I do feel as though people actually have gone a little bit too crazy acting like he's already a confirmed star. I think he's a very good player, and he actually reminds me somewhat of Simple when Simple rose up on Flipside as well and was playing at a world-class level despite the team being much worse and getting to okay results, but not really as good as his level. And you thought, wow, I'd love to see this guy on a proper team. Sure. So it's still very promising what we've seen from him, but let's not get crazy and act like he's Nico or Cold Zero yet. But certainly the potential, the trajectory is there. He's also someone where part of the reason I say that is the sample size is quite small still. He's played at some big tournaments and qualified for the major, etc., but he didn't get to play many maps at a lot of these tournaments, and we haven't really seen him play many series offline. But online, the numbers are magical. Offline so far, very good performances, and it doesn't even seem to matter the level of opposition. And one of the best quad factors is it's not just kills on the scoreboard. He is a very skilled player, and you look at what he can do in terms of impact in a round with his ability, and it's very, very high. So obviously, the first reason why this is very exciting is now you're pairing some other legit big firepower with Simple, who is arguably the biggest firepower in the game right now, especially when you consider that guy is a monster with an AWP and a rifle. Now, funnily enough, this is one area where I actually feel like people will overlook this move in terms of how good it should be for Na'Vi. Because actually, if you look at Simple, because Simple has the skill set of a Nico or an Olafmeister, some fantastically talented player, you might think, right, he should be who you build your system around, and he should be who the tactics are based around. But actually, if you look at Simple's playing style and what he prefers to do, he is more in the mold of a Fur, of a JW, of these players who like to go and do these aggressive moves with a lot of impromptu play and just play off how they're feeling and ride the wave of their insane ability at the game. So actually, I think Simple is primed to be a fantastic, what I would call, off-star. Like, I would actually build the game around Electronic, because Electronic's got a lot of skill as well, and he's played within a tactical system under Blade, so we know he can play his role again and again and run strats again and again and can understand the tactical game. Then have Simple in the off-role as the guy who's doing what he wants. He's still a star player. He gets a lot of the autonomy, and that way you've got these star elements where they're providing something extra and they're playing within the system. So actually, I think this duo could work very, very well, especially because we know Electronic's going to be that primary rifle player and Simple is a hybrid player. I also think if you put someone as an off role like that, you're not relying the game around them. You can't build around Simple's AWP in the same way as you could Guardian's AWP. It's not as consistent. It's not going to the same spot and taking the standard AWP shot. It's playing around. It's aggressive AWPing. It's very much hybrid AWPing. It's the best of what you think of when you think of a hybrid AWPer like Olafmeister and the old device before he became this tactical AWPer as he's managed to transition to becoming now. So I think when you look at the core that Na'Vi has now, they've already got one of the best players in the world in Simple in terms of ability, fragging power, but this has a ridiculous core because remember, Simple is only 20 years old, Electronic's 19 years old. They've got this very skilled, very young, but still reasonably on different levels, experienced core of stars. Whether this lineup works out and accomplishes what it should or not, Na'Vi should be building around this duo for a long time to come, and I hope that these two players understand the value that they bring to each other's games. So whether it works early or not, they should be looking to trying to have a long-term relationship, because with this level of talent, ability, and then youth, so you've got so much potential, this could be a championship duo of stars for years to come. So similar to if I'm a Legion Twists, I'm saying the same thing. Hey, we're stars already. We're really young guys. Let's stick around together. Let's play together for 5 years. They can be a Kobe and Shaq of CSGO. They can accomplish something very few players have ever done except the Get Right and Forest and Device and Dupreez. You know, there's very rare combos that have stuck together for so long and been very good and done it in the right way.
Okay, so when you said before, when you were listing off the members of Na'Vi, and, you know, after Simple, you went with the other big names, like, obviously, we've got Flamey and Electronic, and these are considered very skilled players. This is one of the reasons why, though, I think people, especially people maybe who didn't watch the more recent tournaments when the team generally looks better, were very critical of Na'Vi, because it's one thing if you go back last year when, for example, Seized was playing very badly, and, you know, at one point in time they didn't even have Zeus. You know, these were lineups where it made sense that there was problems in the team. But when people see, okay, we've got Simple and he's really good, and then Electronic in Flipside was amazing. He looked really, really strong. People remember a couple of years ago how good Flamey can be. It seemed like these players, Flamey and Electronic, at some point in time, maybe their role was wrong, or they couldn't perform to the proper level. What do you think about them at the moment?
Well, actually, as I know, Electronic is not that bad as he was at the beginning of the Na'Vi, yeah, like five or six months ago. Last tournaments, DreamHack Marcel and some online matches, I think. Yeah, maybe ESL. No, yeah, ESL Pro League as well, European, yeah, division. He played really good. And Na'Vi changed a lot for Electronic. Nowadays, he's playing as he wish. He can go, like, just kill some people on A side, on B side, without any tactics, yeah? Because when Na'Vi made the team, yeah, Zeus began making his in-game leader tactics, yeah, and maybe Electronic couldn't play for those tactics. But they saw that, and they changed this kind of aspect. So nowadays, Electronic maybe the second, yeah, player in Na'Vi by statistics, if Simple has 1.3 or 4, yeah, KDR, yeah, KDR, this
point. I'm assuming it's the rating. I think the rating
to zero. So Electronic, like, is the second one. Flamey, yeah, is not that good as he was, but maybe when you have team of like 4 monster players, yeah, they're not like frags for those guys. If Simple will play worse, yeah, or Electronic will play worse, maybe Flamey will kill 20 or 25 people, something like that. And maybe there are some not in-game problems, yeah, sometimes, and we don't know about them. So I think, like, in the future, maybe Flamey will be better, but I'm waiting when Edward will be better, actually.
Okay.
When he will show those young people and his team who is the pistol.
So what happens? He gets Zeus back after Gambit wins the major. They have the breakup. Zeus comes back. Okay, so he's got a legendary in-game leader now. But that wasn't enough. Actually, things were still fairly poor in Na'Vi. They weren't making deep playoff runs until the latter part of the year. But okay, he gets some help finally. He gets Electronic. They make the buyout. He comes in. Someone who's shown talent in Flipside. Seems like one of the burgeoning young players within that region. But Electronic comes in. For whatever reason, whatever role they put him into, he seems to be playing more of a laid-back role. He seemed to be way too up and down at the time, and he definitely wasn't a legit star player when you put him against Tier 1. So as a result, you see the matches. It's Simple going ham. It's a team that looks very disjointed. They can't execute Zeus' style. Very limited map pool. Electronic's not a star. Flamey's not a star. It's just one huge star player and Simple going off, trying to hard carry. It's actually comparable at that point in time, except for the fact they had a legendary in-game leader, although he wasn't really implementing his style very well, to the Mouse Sports that had Nico in. I think it was actually comparable to that in terms of lack of talent, lack of support, not a good enough team around you, can't make use of these amazing performances. So you looked at the results up to that point in time, early this year. Quite frankly,
they were bullshit. So after that tournament was DreamHack Marseille. And this was the tournament where they learned their lesson. This is where you got to give credit to someone like Zeus and the coaching staff. They figured this out. They looked at what happened there. And presumably they saw some of the similar things I did, which is like, no, we can't say we almost won the event. That's great. Everything's cool. Do that again. It's like, no, we should have won this event 10 times over if Simple's going to play like that. And if he can do all this and we don't win, we got to change something. So what they did was they took Electronic. They figured out how to make him more of a star player. They put him in the right position. He even did an interview where he said as much, and he has individually gone from strength to strength, and Na'Vi as a team has become a much, much better team. Now, probably Electronic's best strength is not just having good aim and really strong AK, it's his consistency. He gets the same kind of kills in the same kind of situation in a very logical, methodical manner, as if like he is a machine. And as a result, that is a great foundation to have with also a consistently best player in the world. That makes for an insane duo. In fact, right now, you could make a strong case that they're the best duo in Counter-Strike, considering Simple's easily the best player by a country mile, and then Electronic's becoming a pretty legit, maybe top five player in the world. The only people who can really contend them legitimately, I think, is Device and Dupree. And you add in, Device sometimes has his problems in the occasional final or big match they lose. Dupree's fabulous and does so much for their entries that I don't think they'd be as dominant a team without him. I think they probably overall would maybe edge it as my biggest duo in the world. Nico and Guardian on paper could challenge these two other duos, but I don't think they really legitimately can do it, because I've noticed in their big finals, it tends to be one or the other, doesn't it? It tends to be either Guardian going Hammond, where's Nico in this one, or Nico's going Godlike like he was at Cologne, but where the fuck's Guardian in the match when you need him? So sadly, they don't actually work as a duo as well as these other two do. I think you've also got to add in, with Electronic coming in its own and having a bunch of stars, now you're in a position where Zeus's style has blossomed. He's now rediscovered. It's still a very similar style to what he used to do. Sean Gares talked about it a lot, and he went very in-depth if you want to know more about it. But now he's got the players to make that style work, to make the pressure elements of the style work, to make those late hits work, because you're going to get the kills. One thing I actually love that's a bit underrated about this is I feel like the key is Electronic stepping forwards and Simple being such a hard carry at both ends of the game, entering and winning your clutches, has allowed Flamey to just chill, not even be required to be a star. And as a result, what he contributes is more than enough. It's very, very good in a team that's got Simple. Because the thing about Flamey is, unlike a lot of the others, he's not a player you drive or you tell you got to do this or you bark at. This is a guy who, he is a little bit mild-mannered. He is a little bit meek, can withdraw into his shell sometimes. He's a comfort player. He's got to feel comfortable. He's got to feel as though what he's doing is respected, as though it's part of a winning effort, and that he's not expected to do something way more and get inside his own head and force himself outside his comfort zone. That's where you'll see Flamey's talents fade away. And so that's why it was so frustrating for so many years to see him potentially be a world beater, but never quite make it. They've got this controlled Zeus style now that's so hard to deal with when it works. Now, yes, it's never going to run you over and just win map 16-5 like Astralis does. But you know what? Astralis, first of all, does that a lot by massive CT sides. Don't have to win many T sides. And yes, it's not going to run you over, but it's going to fucking grind you. And it's going to be really hard to beat that Zeus style, and especially if Simple's going ham.
By the way, I want to ask a question. Before we go to when you coached Na'Vi, since you got to coach Electronic in Na'Vi, and he was obviously one of your main players, and eventually became the in-game leader, when you used to have him in Flipside, was he a different type of player than he was in Na'Vi?
Yes. He fully changed. In Flipside, he was very young. He had his vision, but he was listening a lot. He was learning. And we were speaking with him a lot. He was a really strong player back then, even. And I wanted him to leave to Na'Vi, actually.
Oh, right.
Because it looked like he was the only one from our team who was not at his place.
Right.
He was too good. I remember when... Yeah. Yes, I understood. Like, when he had this chance to go Na'Vi, I think it was super... right decision and kind of justified that he. I asked our staff like to sell him, because this is, if he has this opportunity, that we must help him to get it, because he can change his career fully. Yeah, eventually they were speaking about the price, and they finalized it, not instantly, but in 1 month I think they made the deal. But yeah, he was a different player in Na'Vi. When I came, he was already played with Simple like for 1 or more, even maybe 2 years, maybe more, I don't know. And he was so confident, much more experienced already. He and Simple back then was dominating like the scene completely. They were like outplaying just by individual moves.
Now, you know you never catch me Dolo online because I'm rolling deep and we dem boys. Who am I talking about? The Skrilluminati. So this video and the content on my channel is kindly supported by Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Toucan, Jensen Gore, Nikki, Jason. You know who my second in command is. Jerky's Minion. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for some of my content? Would you like to ask me a question in an AMA? Do you want to take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic? Maybe you want to see who upcoming guests are in my interviews and on my talk shows. Well, all of these perks and more are available to you if you put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today. How? Via the Patreon link in the description box below.